Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has influenced the lives of coaches and athletes, encouraging them to discover a life-changing relationship with Jesus. Numerous pro players and coaches have been challenged to use their powerful platform of sport to share the transforming power of Christ, but the work really starts and oftentimes makes the biggest influence on high school campuses across the country. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to support the program with a tax-deductible gift at WWIB.com. Mike McFadden was the strength and conditioning coach of the Air Force Academy, and now the native Texan is the Wisconsin State Director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We've been talking with Mike this week ahead of his trip to the Chippewa Valley on Tuesday, November the 9th, for the annual fundraising evening banquet and celebration of the work of FCA here locally. If you want more information, go to wisconsinfca.org, or you can email hsturm, that's H-S-T-U-R-M, at fca.org to secure a table there, a seat or two or three, for that wonderful evening on Tuesday, November the 9th. Mike, welcome back to the show. Tell us what's cooking with FCA Wisconsin, will you?
Yeah, we're growing a lot right now in FCA. As I came on staff as the state director, FCA had not had a state director for quite some time, and so therefore, you know, the ministry that we had going on was slightly siloed. Not to anybody's fault. It's just that's what happens. And I think we had a lot of people, like the guys and gals there in Eau Claire. We've got a group up in Wausau. We've got some folks out in Milwaukee and Madison. So right now, my primary objective was to bring everybody together, to start rebuilding some alignment, to reestablish focus on our mission of ministering to and through the coach. We know the impact of the coach. You know, as we minister to the coaches are the ones then going back to their teams, going back to their schools, going back to their communities, and then truly being those disciple makers. So it's been great just trying to get the staff together, realigning some vision and some thought. We've been making some good strategic movements there in the Eau Claire area. In fact, just this last week, we had a new coaches huddle that started in that area. We've got another representative in there that's been reaching new coaches for the very first time, new schools for the very first time. So a lot of exciting growth, especially in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area.
Great. All right. Huddles, I think, were probably closed out, at least curtailed last year with COVID and students learning remotely. You feel like maybe there's a sense that you're starting over with the high school huddles this year?
It is, but you know, even as I came on board, the unique opportunity or the unique position that we were in, even as FCA, you looked at the world around us, right? And yes, we know that things were shutting down and we know that people were going through hard times, but look at the emphasis that our society as a whole still put on sports, right? We still had the college football playoff. We still had the Super Bowl, right? We put a lot of emphasis on our sports. Now, right, wrong, or indifferent, what that did, though, is for FCA, considering we are a sports ministry, we still had a tremendous opportunity. There were still a lot of open doors for us to be able to get out there and minister to coaches and athletes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, you're going to speak at the FCA banquet, fundraising banquet, celebration on Tuesday, November 9th, Calvary Baptist in Eau Claire. And by the way, if you want to go, lots of seats available. Sue and I are going to be there. It's hsturm at fca.org for reservations, H-S-T-U-R-M at fca.org. Why don't you give us a little preview of what you're going to talk about that night, what you're going to share?
Yeah, what we want to do is, number one, we want to use it as an opportunity to say thank you, Thank you to our donors, our supporters, our sponsors, just anyone that's been connected with our staff, you know, there in Eau Claire. And I'm sure some of you, you know, you people know Andrew Draper and Johnny Peterson and Coach Bob Lichty, who's, you know, been a coach in this area for a long time. So, you know, we want to say thank you and show some appreciation. That's why it's a free event. It's a dessert banquet. The second thing I just know that the Lord has put on my heart that if he's ever going to give me a public platform, I'm going to use it to share the gospel. You know, so we also want to know that it's an opportunity that, and if you know someone that just needs to come and hear an encouraging word or maybe hear the gospel, we're going to do that. We're always going to put an emphasis on sharing the gospel. But the highlights of the evening are going to be sharing the impact on the sports community through Jesus Christ. You know, what is Jesus Christ? What is FCA and the gospel of Christ doing with coaches, teams, and athletes there in the Chippewa Valley area? You know, so we're going to have some athletes from UW Stout come in. We're going to have some coaches from Aliva Strum come in. And we just want to share. We want to share what the Lord's doing in the lives of these people.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful evening. Tuesday, November 9th, again, it's hsturm@fca.org. That's the email, hsturm@fca.org. If you'd like to be there, they'll have a seat ready for you, and Sue and I will be there. Mike, looking forward to meeting you in person. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.